Lakuta Sikha is Chelik Tazayin, Parsha B'Shalach, Sikha 1, a summary of the Sikha. In regards to the Pasuk which says that Pare took 600 chariots, the Rashi addresses the question of where did he get animals to pull those chariots, since all the animals of the Egyptians died in Dever, in the plague, and in the Borod. And he answers that it was from the God-fearing Egyptians who took their animals inside. They heeded the warning of Moshe from Hashem, and therefore they took them inside, and then they gave the animals to Pare. From this says Reb Shimon, that even the kosher, even the best of the Mitzrayim, you should kill. The best of the good snakes, you should also crush their brain. So this Rashi needs to be understood. What does Rashi mean to say the best of Mitzrayim you should kill? What kind of a justice is that? Is that something that you can tell to a 5-year-old child without explaining what it means, or what if there's some other explanation to it? Rashi doesn't say any other explanation about it. He just simply says the words. And even though there are other Gedolei Yisrael, you know, throughout the generations, there were answers given to this question, but since Rashi does not say any of those answers, he simply leaves it hanging as Toish b'Mitzrayim, Kosher b'Mitzrayim Haroig, even the good of Mitzrayim you should kill. What kind of a message is that, and how can a child, how can anybody understand what that means and why that is? Some of the answers that were given throughout the generations about this question, one of them, for instance, is that in Masechta Seferim it says, Toish ba'akum b'shas mulchama, in the context of war, you should kill him. So that makes it much easier to understand. Within the context of war, it's hard to determine who is the good one, who is the bad one. You just have to kill whoever is coming to fight with you. But that can't be what Rashi means here, because then he should have said Toish b'mitzrayim b'shas mulchama. He doesn't say b'shas mulchama, so obviously Rashi doesn't mean that. And some of the other answers that are given throughout the generations, and some of them were given in answer to when there were debates with Christians that they were forced to conduct. So the Egyptians said, "How could you want to kill every single guy?" So the Gedolei Yisrael had to struggle to find the answer to this question, and some of the answers were that it's meant as an exaggeration. It doesn't mean it literally, just like we see that the next statement is Toshib. Even the good women are sorcerers. It doesn't mean to say, God forbid, that every single woman is a sorcerer. It just means that it was so prevalent that you never know who is the one. But it doesn't mean everybody. So also that it means that you have to be careful. Even people that seem to be good, yes, you still have to be suspect. Another answer is that in the time of Rav Shimon, they suffered terribly from the Romans, and therefore he was talking about, in that context, that he was talking about them, that they were these evil people. But clearly Rashi doesn't mean any of this, because this he would have to explain, and since he leaves it completely unexplained, it has to be that in these words themselves, in Rashi's explanation itself, you see the answer itself. But then it leaves another question. If Rashi's answer is so obvious, which, as we'll explain soon, it is, then why did the Gedolei Yisrael not use that answer to explain in the later generations? Another question about this Rashi. If Rashi was trying to answer where those animals came from, and he said that it came from even the God-fearing Egyptians, so that answers the question. Why then does he have to follow up and say that from here we know that even the good, the Egyptians, have to be killed? Rashi is not coming to teach the laws of who should be treated which way. And then he further continues that the best of snakes should be killed. That, what does that have to do with this Rashi and this Chumash? So to explain all of this, we have to first explain something else. In Masechta Seferim, as we said before in answer number one, it says, "Hatayv shebaakum b'shas molchama haroig." During war, you should kill even the best of the Gentiles, which makes a lot of sense. Why does Rashi reject that version and goes for "Tayv shebe mitzriim, kasher shebe mitzriim haroig"? it would have made so much more sense and been much more smoother if he said that, and that would explain it here too, that since the Egyptians were rushing to war against the Yidden, so therefore they had no chance to kill them all, that's why they were all killed. But Rashi doesn't say that. The reason is because that's not the point here. The reason that the Egyptians here were killed was not because they were going to war against the Yidden. How do we know that it's not for that reason? Because why did the Egyptians go to war against the Yidden here? Because v'chizakti eslev pare, Hashem said, I will harden the heart of Pare and he will chase after you. And then it says v'yachazek, he did in fact harden the heart of Pare and he chased after the Yidden. So why is he killing every single Egyptian for chasing the Yidden if he's the one that caused it to happen? So there must be a different reason why Hashem killed all the Egyptians then, and it's not because of the war. Therefore Rashi doesn't want to make the issue that it's why should you kill all the Egyptians because they were going to war. That was not the reason. There was another reason. And for this, Rashi brings quotes what Reb Shimon said, that Toshu b'Mitzrayim, Koshu b'Mitzrayim haroig, is because of Toshu b'Nechoshim retzaitz etzmoichei. The reason that Hashem killed every single Egyptian at that time, including the Yirei Hashem, including the better ones amongst them, was because they were like a snake. A snake has a venom. And a snake will always kill a person, as the Pasuk says. Hashem said, I will create a hate between the snake and the person. So you could never trust the snake. Whenever a snake is around, not only if he's attacking, but even if he's just around, you have to know that he will eventually come against you. And that's why Hashem killed the Egyptians. Because the Egyptians of that generation, they were haters. And even the good ones amongst them, they had such hate for the Yidden that they oppressed them in an unusual way, in a much more terrible way than it should have normally been. And therefore, that's why Hashem, this was the culmination of all the other makas. And all the other makas, it wouldn't have been necessarily that, it wouldn't have been a proof that even a good one amongst the Egyptians should be punished, because for the little bit of what they did they should also be punished. But why did he decide to destroy every single Egyptian? Not even one Egyptian was left. That was because ultimately they all hate you. They all were in on the plan. They were all part of it. Even if some of them had some respect for Hashem and some respect for Moshe, and therefore they brought their animals in, but in regards to the Yidden, they were all haters. And just like a snake has to be destroyed no matter what, so also the Egyptians of that generation had to be destroyed. So therefore, according to this explanation, what Rashi is quoting, Reb Shimon, is obviously not talking about the Egyptians of any other time or any other place. It was only explaining the context of this pasuk. Why is it that Hashem destroyed every single Egyptian, even the good ones amongst them? And the answer is because they were like snakes. An Egyptian of a different generation, the Torah says that you can marry an Egyptian. You're not allowed to oppress an Egyptian. Other Egyptians could be fine people, and there's no reason to kill them. You can even marry them, the third generation. And therefore, this explains also why this answer that we understand from Rashi is not an answer that could have been given in other generations. Why? Because Rashi only explains the whole thing within the context of this pasuk. So therefore, it's only talking about the Egyptians of that generation. But Rav Shimon's original statement is not said in regards to the Egyptians of that generation. He simply makes a statement, Tov shebe akum haroig, kosher shebe akum haroig, the good ones of the goyim you should kill. He also says about the snake that you should, and also about the women with the kshofim. So therefore, over there you can't, they couldn't answer that it was talking about a specific generation of Egyptians, as the context of Rashi explains or makes clear, because he was talking in general. So in general, they had to come up with other answers in order to explain it. What is the personal lesson of this for every Yid? The Nachash refers to the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara sometimes comes as a kluging, as a frumer Yetzer Hara. He comes in the guise of a religious person looking for the best spiritual resolution. And therefore, that's what means by Toiv Shemin Achashim. He comes as a good guy. And he says, let's make a compromise. I'll let you learn Torah whenever you want. When it comes to my time, to eating or doing other things, you let me do what I would need to do. So the answer is, Taisha ben Achashim Ritzaitz, it's Meicha, you have to destroy him utterly. There is no compromise. He only means to entrap you. He has no best intentions at all. He has only one intention, to destroy you. Another point is that Ritzaitz, it's Meicha, is that the Meicha be Yid, the hands of a Yid, the feet of a Yid, sometimes have to be involved in doing things and earning a living and other activities. But the mind always of the Yetzer Hara should never be allowed to, in other words, the mind of a Yid should never be allowed into the areas of the Yetzer Hara. The hands have to go into the world. The mind always has to be holy and dedicated to Torah. If there is a Yetzer Hara mind at play, destroy that mind.